today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
At this time, we've started a very cool health series, which talks about COVID-19 and coping with it as we move forward. Almost a year into certainly being in a lockdown or in restrictions. Obviously, the virus has been here longer than that, but boy, we're certainly starting to feel it now. And I want to introduce you to Gavin Robinson. He's the president and project lead with Blue Zone Home Incorporated. They are the title sponsors of this new health series on CHML. Gavin, thanks for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Scott. Very pleased to be here and doing very well.
This is a fascinating angle in your industry, and explain to everybody exactly what Blue Zone Home is all about and what your specialties are.
Certainly. Just picking up on what you said a moment ago, you know, in many respects, this is a COVID pivot in that I've had a lifelong interest in renovation and construction design, but it was sort of into month one or two of the shutdown, I realized there's going to be a lot more people who not only want to stay in their homes, but they are going to need to stay in their homes. And so started to do a bit of research and wrapped a business model around that centers on occupational therapists' input into home design, then appropriate design, then ultimately construction, all sort of geared towards helping people proactively plan to stay in their homes.
Well, and you know, you've hit on something, on a huge demand here, because obviously during this lockdown, we've heard that renos are way up because people, they can't go anywhere. They want to get stuff done at their home, but also the concern about seniors and long-term care and how they stay in their homes longer. So you've devoted this arm of your business to catering to those seniors and the special demands, I guess, that they would have from something like this.
Everything is about helping people sort of more proactively prepare and plan their home to accommodate them as they get older. Absolutely.
So what sort of things? Give us an example.
Let me step back. So my wife and I are sort of the perfect client for us. We did an empty nester renovation a couple of years ago, spent a lot of money on it, had a lot of people involved in it, and not one single person said to us at the time, how long do you plan on living here?
Yeah.
And because if the question had been asked and we had said, you know, for another 20, 30 years, we would have done a few things differently. Like the new doors would have been a little wider in the event that we're in a wheelchair down the road. We would have put all pull-out drawers underneath the cabinets in the kitchen instead of some cupboards. We would have paid more attention to lighting and to the color differential for spatial awareness from a spatial awareness perspective. We would have stacked a couple of closets on top of each other, so that down the road, if we need an elevator, the shaft's already there.
Wow. Those things. And you know, you bring up a valid point here too, Gavin, is that you may not want it now, but when you're doing the reno, you have it in place, so if you want to add it, it's very easy to do.
Exactly. So, you know, we put in a couple of 32-inch doors. It wouldn't have cost any more to put in a 36-inch door.
Yeah.
You know, so, again, it's, as I say, you know, I'm 61. I'm in the sweet spot of our client base in that it's not too soon to plan. It's not too soon to get ready. It's not too soon to make the home you want it to be, because the home that worked for you when you're having kids and everything else isn't going to be the same home that works for you as you get older.
Yet, are many people aware of this when they're, you know, as you were saying, downsizing or changing the family home or the empty nester syndrome where, you know, you're changing your life for your early retirement stages and such? You know, people look at where they want to be, or is there a good view, or is there this or that? Do they put much thought into what I'm going to need 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road?
Unfortunately, I don't think many do, no, Scott. It's certainly, I look in the mirror. We were the same way. We hadn't given it much thought. We just sort of presume, you know, it's going to work for you forever, and it's not. You know, the more research I did, the more I became very concerned about it. You want to do everything you can to avoid the first fall. That first fall, the stats are horrific following it. And so if you can take the steps to sort of safe-proof your home for you as you get older, then it's all about extending independence and ability to live in your own home.
Great idea. Gavin Robinson's been with us, president and project lead at Blue Zone Home Incorporated. They're the title sponsors of our health series that airs at this time. And gearing the reno, especially towards seniors, and maybe not what you need now, but what you might need a couple of years from now. Great idea, Gavin. Great niche to find. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck with Blue Zone Home Incorporated.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 900 CHML.